Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. We would love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. We worship at 9284 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California. If you can't make it in person, you can always join us on our live stream. In person, you could chat, pray, worship with the church. Our website gives you the live stream. You can go to www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the live stream on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you miss both of those, you can always go to our YouTube channel, which is The Seed Christian Fellowship, and click on any of our messages. We have our children's message. We have our weekly Sunday sermons. And we also have our complete worship services. Our prayer at the Seed is for each one of us to come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, and to go in the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, if you've been with us for a while, we've been working on the Apostles' Creed. We've spent several weeks looking at God the Son. Now we're going to look at God the Holy Spirit. I've titled this message, Inside and Outside. Our passage that we'll be reading today will come from John chapter 14, 15 to 27. If you don't have a Bible, we would gladly send you a Bible. You can email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and I'll get you a Bible. So, here we go. Jump in. Both feet deep in the water. We've been spending the last few weeks looking through the Apostles' Creed. We have learned that the early church used this creed as a teaching tool and a baptismal confession. We have learned that the creed is Trinitarian in form. It teaches us about God, the creator and sustainer of all things. It teaches us about Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son who came to earth, suffered and died, then ascended to heaven where he sits at the right hand of God the Father to intercede for us. There have been some deep theological concepts about Jesus that were wrapped up in those first few lines: the incarnation, the crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension, and the judgment, let alone the second coming. So, some people have been writing me and asking me questions, the Apostles' Creed. I would love that if you want to write me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship. Hopefully, I can answer them and get back with you, but join with me as we say the Apostles' Creed. Maybe you know it by heart. If you want a copy of it, I'll mail you one. Here is the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Just a quick note on line 6. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Okay. To sit at someone's or anyone's right hand used to be an honor. It was a sign that a person on the host right hand had special honors. God the Father has bestowed the highest place of honor upon Jesus, who sits at God's right hand. Line 7. Many people have written me or talked with me over the past several weeks, and they've asked me, what does it mean to say quick? I'm happy to report that it's just another word that was used for living. Quick and the dead means the living and the dead. And in the creed, we declare that in time, Jesus will judge us all. the living and the dead. We know that Jesus is full of grace and truth, and that Jesus is light, and in him there is no darkness. I believe this means that we can trust that Jesus will judge us, and we will be judged with grace and truth. To me, it is a joy to trust that there is someone who knows us and understands us completely who will judge us with grace and truth. Last week, we spent the whole time, if you were listening to last week's message, and if you need a copy of it, we can get you one. But last week, we looked at why the ascension is important. We learned that the ascension was important for two reasons. First, the ascension is important because it tells us that Jesus' earthly ministry was completed, that Jesus has gone to be with God the Father, to begin his heavenly ministry of interceding for us. What a powerful thought. Jesus ascended into heaven and now prays for us. Listen to how Webster's dictionary defines intercede. It means, quote, to intervene between parties with a view to reconcile differences. Mediate. Can I get a huge amen on that? Jesus is intervening between God the Father and you and me so that we can, and God the Father, you and we can come and be reconcile our differences. Second, the ascension is important because Jesus' earthly ministry has now been delegated or given to you and me. When Jesus ascended into heaven, his message and ministry was delegated to us. We are called to do what Jesus did. How does that make you feel? Ooh, slow down, Pastor Dave. That's a little convicting. Jesus' ministry has been delegated to you and me. We're called to do what Jesus did. How do we do the same thing that Jesus did? Well, let us turn to the Gospel of John and see what Jesus told his disciples. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts and our minds. Empower us with your holy boldness. Inspire us to go out and sow seeds of faith. Amen. Now, we'll read from the book of John, chapter 14, 15 through 27. Dare I say that in Leonardo da Vinci's painting of the Last Supper, John is supposedly the one who is sitting at the right hand of Jesus. Now, just something to mull around in your mind right now. John 14, 15 through 27. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourselves to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Okay, Genesis 1 and 2. We're going to talk about the person of the Holy Spirit. We're going to go all the way back to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit, capital S, Spirit of God, was hovering over the waters. In Luke chapter 1, verse 35, we read, "The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born born in you will be called the Son of God.'" That's when the angel appears to Mary. The Spirit also came to Samson, and he demonstrated miraculous strength. The Spirit enabled Joseph to interpret puzzling dreams and to withstand hostility of his brothers and Potiphar's wife's sensual temptations while in Egypt. The prophets declared the Spirit as righteous and felt the Spirit within them. The Spirit enabled David to conquer one crisis after another. The Spirit of God devastated Saul of Tarsus as he went to persecute the believers, and later cleansed and commissioned Saul of Tarsus and changed his name to Paul to proclaim the gospel. Jesus was sustained by the Holy Spirit in the wilderness, and when Jesus came to his hometown of Nazareth, he declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach," which is really Isaiah chapter 61 or Luke chapter 2. The language of the Apostles' Creed reminds us that the work of the Holy Spirit is not finished. The same Spirit that was brooding over creation and over Mary is also brooding over you and me. The same Spirit that filled Samson, Joseph, David, Rahab, Ruth, Boaz, all the men and women of the Bible, is the same Spirit that fills us yet today. The Spirit of God is currently brooding over you and me and wants to create in us a community formed in the image of Jesus. Stop and think about that for a minute. The God who created the universe and all the galaxies wants to create in you and me his very own image. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and it's our prayer that you'll come to know the love of God, grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, go in the power of the Holy Spirit, sowing seeds of faith. If you need special prayer, our prayer team would love to pray for you. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the website and find the prayer icon. Write up your prayer. You can write, and even if you want a response, we will respond to you. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is the same Spirit that was brooding over creation and Mary and all the apostles and prophets and teachers, men and women of the Bible, is still brooding over us. The God who created the universe and all the galaxies wants to create in you and me his very own image. In verse 15 of John, Jesus has just spoken to his disciples. Love for him. And he says, love for him, and here reveals his love for them. Jesus wants them to be like, Jesus wants us to be like him. He will ask the Father, quote unquote. What a powerful word picture of Jesus as the intercessor, the one who stands in our place and speaks to the Father on our behalf. Could this be why the ascension was necessary? So that Jesus can mediate for us? Jesus can reconcile our differences? The Greek word for comforter, also translated advocate or helper, is parakletos. Parakletos. It's two Greek words. It is a Greek word that has been many, many different meanings, and it's very difficult to translate into English. It cannot be exhausted by any one word in our own language. Literally, it means one who is called alongside to help. Parakletos, comforter, advocate, helper. It has the connotation of, well, helper, comforter, exhorter, intercessor, encourager, and advocate. The parakletos is someone who is called in to help. The Greeks use this word in a wide variety of ways. The parakletos might be a person called in to give witness in a court of law in someone's favor. The parakletos might be an advocate called in to plead the cause of someone under a charge for a serious penalty. the Parakletos might be an expert given called in to give advice in a difficult situation. The Parakletos might be called in to encourage a person or a group of people in their work or their school or their family or their military world. For the Greek culture, the Parakletos was always called in for one reason, to help. Stop and think of what Jesus is saying for a minute. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Parakletos. Jesus is saying that the Father will send someone, not something. Jesus is asking and saying, Jesus is basically saying that the Father will send someone, not something, but someone who is now called to comfort you, to help you, to encourage you, to give advice to you, to plead your cause, to protect you, and convict you and strengthen you. Many times, this word, Parakletos, is translated comforter. And the word comforter comes from the Latin word fortis, which means brave. The comforter is someone who will encourage you and help you to be brave. So what? Let's bring it home. Let's make a personal application about God, the Holy Spirit, inside and outside. I want to share a real life example of how God used the Holy Spirit in our lives today. About a year ago, my wife, I call her Jack, it's Jacqueline, and I shorten it for Jack. Jacqueline and I were testing from our second chelation. We have lead poisoning, and we've been going through a chelation process. We were to test and then wait a month for the results and then go see our doctor for the results. I was super positive. I just knew we were going to get good numbers. And on the other hand, I remember the day that my wife looked at me, and it was in this time before we saw our doctor and had no idea what our numbers were. And she said, Dave, you're going to think this is weird, but I've been hearing something kind of strange. I think it's the Holy Spirit because it just keeps coming to my heart and mind. I know that my word for the year is flourish, but I'm supposed to pick my new word for this next year right now. Her word for that year would be brave, fortis. She even called her friend and asked her to make her a bracelet that spelled brave. And then she started wearing the bracelet, well, in September of last year. Fast forward to our October doctor visit, where our doctor shared with us that we both needed another chelation cycle. Jack was Jacqueline. Jack was at 8, and I was at 6, and we're supposed to be at 2 or less. The doctor explained why we can't stay where we are, and that she'd given us until the next year to do our chelation. I have to tell you, I was really bummed. As we drove home, I decided that the holidays were too close and that I'd do my chelation later in the year. Jack is usually pretty hands-off when it comes to medicine, the doctor, and the chelation. I fully expected her to say she'd join me later in the next year. Imagine my surprise when she showed me her new bracelet, Brave. I'm going to call the doctor and start as soon as I can. She had it all figured out. She'd be done the second week in January, and we'd start our trip to see her parents in Florida. Brave, Dave. I'm telling you, flourish is over, and my new word is already here. Well, that was over a year ago. We've done two more rounds of chelation. I'm still working my way down. I always covet your prayers because the lead poisoning has taken its toll on my body with the lead, with the chelation. Listen, what I want to tell you is that it was the Parakletos stepping in to encourage my wife to be brave. This is what I want you to hear. Sometimes our best laid ideas, our plans and dreams, well, we get them put on the back burner. And the Holy Spirit gives us an alternative plan, with the wisdom that will be needed all along. Your so what for this week is to find a quiet and lay out all your plans for this week. Well, maybe lay out your plans for the next month. I don't know. Lay out your plans for the next school year or a family vacation or for your family. Whatever it is you're planning, I'm going to encourage you to just take some time and get alone with God and pray. Maybe you're going to get a thumbs up. Go for it. Maybe you're going to have a change in plans. That's what happened to me when I had this lead poisoning, and I battled it for 4 years. Brave is not a word that usually comes to mind for my wife. I got to tell you, she's not always the brave one. At least I didn't used, she says, and she didn't used to be. But my wife decided that the Holy Spirit had an acronym for brave. Be radiant and valiant all day. Brave. Be radiant and valiant every day. When the Holy Spirit comes inside of you and you pray that little prayer, come Holy Spirit, you can be radiant and valiant every day. When my wife and I drove across the USA to visit her parents, my wife was really sick with the lead poisoning. I seriously think she slept the entire way, except for some frequent requests to stop for rest stops. After we got back in the car, I asked her how she was. With her eyes already half closed, she'd point to her bracelet and not say a word. Brave. She says, I'm being radiant and valiant every day. Jesus has told us the glorious truth. He went away in order that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Parakletos, the Comforter, the Helper, the one who makes you brave, will come alongside each one of us and will teach us everything we need to know. Listen to the Apostles' Creed one more time. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let me pray for you so that you can be brave this week. Lord God, we pray, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit and fill us with an anointing of holy boldness that we can be brave. Fill us with your grace and truth. Help us to have eyes to see like you see. Have us have hands that will serve like you serve, and feet ready to proclaim the gospel. Fill our hearts where they've been broken, and touch our lives so that we can be healed and whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Be brave this week. Be bold this week. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Brave. Here's the acronym or the acrostic. Be radiant and valiant every day. God loves you, and so do I. God bless. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you this day and always. Amen. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.